Welcome to Where is God's Word with your host, Bruce Musselman, brought to you by the Mattaway Country Baptist Church of Aurora, Ohio. Bruce combines over 40 years of experience as a pastor, Bible teacher, and author. His program addresses topics surrounding the authority and inerrancy of the Bible. Here now with this week's edition of Where is God's Word is Bruce Musselman.
Well, we're so glad to meet with you again. We have an interesting program today of upholding the infallible, perfect Word of God found in the King James, or really we should call it the King Jesus Bible. And the Lord Jesus says that I pray not for the world, but for them that thou hast given me out of the world. And he says, for I have given them the words that thou hast given me. So God gave the words to Jesus, and he gave the words not only to the apostles, but he gave the words to those that have been saved. And so the true text is universal all over the world. People have had it all the way from the time of Christ to the present. And so Satan, the first thing he says is, yea, hath God said so. He is busy trying to overthrow the faith in the Word of God. And that's what our program is. And I never cease to be amazed because we never intended to be on here. And by the way, I don't think you've never heard us ask for any money. I'll tell you what, I would ask for your prayers, though. And God just gave us this, and supporting us when he wants us off, we'll be off. But the program is being heard worldwide, and we know this as a fact. And so we're upholding the true Word of God, which is the Word that has come down to us from Christ and the apostles. And so we're answering the attack one thing at a time. Now I'm gonna take some information today out of a book that, if you're interested in this subject, and for instance, if you have a Bible school, they have these books made out. And here's one that's probably about 400 pages long. Let me see. And it deals with this subject of the King James Bible, and it upholds it. And there's many tremendous books that coming out that are well-researched by people that know all about the chaos cult of people that are deists when it comes to the Bible, believe God gave it and forgot it or something. I don't know. But anyway, this book, and we're going to be quoting out of this book today, and it's called The Landmarks of English Bible Manuscript Evidence, Comprehensive Study in Bible Introduction for Use in the Training Men for the Baptist Ministry, prepared by Pastor Robert J. Sargent. And you can look this up. Now, this is found at Bible Baptist Church Publications, 1701 Harnes Road, Oak Harbor, Washington, 98277 USA. Telephone number 360-675-8311. And he puts out a whole series of books, which you can go through a whole course in the Bible, three-year course in Bible school. And I taught this in college. This particular book, and it's called English Bible Manuscript Evidence by Robert J. Sargent, and it really covers the subject. I mean, it tells what the other side believes and what they say, and it gives the biblical answers for it. So we want to give you background. If you can get these books, now, you know, today we have people that are in a bubble, and their friends, they're ignorant and on this subject, and they refuse to read books on this subject, and they're in this little bubble. And the Bible talks about people like that, they're ignorant, and they want to be ignorant, and they refuse the knowledge of the truth. God said his word is truth, and God said he would preserve his words despite what seminaries teach. The words of the Lord are pure words, the silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. So we are defending the King Jesus Bible, the King James Bible. We are defending it verse by verse. But actually, what we really believe is that God has showed us there's more books of prophecy, more prophecy pointing to the King James Bible than there is to the first coming of Jesus Christ. You cannot separate Jesus' words from him, and anybody that reads the Bible sees this over and over again. Jesus says, if you reject me and receive not my words. Yeah, that's, he always puts his words with himself. And so he has told us where his words are in hundreds of places. But we've been on here for, I believe, 36 years now, and God has just blessed the program, and we get hits on our website. We look every week, and it just seems to increase worldwide, people that are looking at the website and people who listen to the program. But we want to talk about today about one of the verses, and I'm going to give it right now to Brother Al Davis. He's pastor of Richfield Bible Baptist Church.
Well, thank you, Bruce. And again, good to have you listening to us today. You can find out more about Bruce by going online to whereisgodsword.com. That's whereisgodsword.com. And you can find some past programs there as well. And some of the reference materials that Bruce mentions from time to time, you can find all at whereisgodsword.com. And also, a reminder, we are on live here on Thursday afternoons, and you can give us a call at 888-677-9673. That's a toll-free number, 888-677-9673. If you've got a question for Bruce on this topic of Bible translations and also about the particular verses we'll be talking about today, you can give us a call right now, 888-677-9673. Bruce would love to have you give him a call here on the radio today. And Bruce, I'm going to turn it back over to you, and I've got some information here when you're ready for it.
Okay. I want to talk about then Mark 16, 9 through 20. You know, this is really astounding because in the NIV and a lot of the modern ones, it says that it has Mark ending with, "They were all afraid," Mark 16, 8. Can you believe it? Here's the whole life of Christ and no mention of the resurrection, and ends the whole life of Christ with, "They were all afraid," in the modern versions. You know, if that doesn't make you think twice, why in the world would they do such a thing, leave Jesus dead in his grave? I mean, that is so preposterous, it boggles the mind. Then they tell another lie. So we're going to talk about Mark 16, 9 through 20. It is in Mark 16, 9 through 20, and today I'm going to be quoting from English Bible Manuscript Evidence, and I could give a lot of other ones. And I'm telling you, here on this program, we talk about books that are highly researched by people that have known, they know the subject backwards and forwards. They've done their homework, and they know the arguments pro and con, all of them. Now, it is admitted, bracketed and set apart, or noted as unsupported in practically all modern translations. It is omitted from critical Greek texts because it is not found. Now, here's what we're saying all along. In Aleph, now Aleph is a mark for a Greek letter for Sinaiticus, or B. Vaticanus. The Pope's Vatican Bible that we talked about already. Now, these two disagree with each other in 3,000 words. And we said this over and over, just in the Gospels alone. This is what your modern perversions are based on. Or K, there they found another one there. That's something. You know, I was just thinking about how they destroy people's faith in the Word of God, the King James Bible. You know, that's one of the greatest crimes a person can commit, to destroy faith in the Bible, that they have the authorized Bible. Because, first of all, it's based on 99%, over 99% of the ancient manuscripts. And they're going to go to 1% that disagree. And the textual writers today call it the eclectic text because Vaticanus and Sinaiticus can't agree with one another, and K is another one. And so, you know, I thought I'm going to have a program, how they destroy faith in the King James. One of the first things that comes to my mind is they'll show a Greek student and they'll show a Greek text that is not the text the King James is based on, and then they'll show the translation of that text. Then they'll compare it with the King James. So it says the Greek text. So it doesn't fit with what the King James says, so the student is supposed to believe that the King James is wrong because the so-called Greek text is doesn't agree, and it's just a phony Greek text that they're talking about. Now, If this passage were spurious, the ending of Mark's gospel would be left hanging grammatically in the Greek and haplessly in the English. The word, okay, so we go on. Now it gives the Greek word here, and eudokia was replaced with eudokia kias in the critical text on the basis of Aleph, initial scribe AB, initial scribe D, Old Latin. And so it talks about the Old Latin Vulgate and the Gothic plus Augustine, other Latin versions. Now, wait, I got here. So the last 12 verses of Mark, can we get back to that one again? I skipped myself here and got a little bit ahead of myself. So manuscript evidence for this passage then is found in C, D, L, W, and Theta, most minuscules, most Old Latin. You know, Old Latin, when did that come out? That came out long before the Vulgate. And that was given by the apostles, came from the time of the apostles themselves. And we told you that God gave them the gift of tongues. And so God gave them the words in the first place, then gave them the translation. Here's another one, Syriac. They try to prove that that came out later, but the scholars don't even agree with that anymore. So that came out very early. And then you have the Coptic version, and you have the Latin Vulgate. See, we said this before. The Old Latin came out long before the Latin Vulgate, and when the Latin Vulgate put out by Jerome finally came out, they got their Old Latin Bible when they found the Latin Vulgate, and they changed the Latin Vulgate to the one that they had when they copied it down to fit with the Old Latin. So people today don't know what for sure the Old Latin, I mean the Latin Vulgate, that's Jerome's translation, actually says. Okay, so it's found in the Gothics, and the Gothic, that came out, that's the early German translation. And the early German translation put out by Euphilus, that came out very, very early, and we're not even sure how early. It might have been out before that, because the Bible says God's word came to the whole world. Gospel was preached to the whole world. So the Gothic and the English language came from the Gothic. So there it's in the Gothic. I mean, and look what this NIV says. You know, the problem is you got a bunch of Unitarians that are putting out this stuff, and then you have evangelicals that don't know what they're talking about listening to it because somebody says the scholars say. You know, that's like the herd snorts three times and runs violently over the cliff, you know? I mean, it's crazy. Now, this is some of the evidence we're giving here for the Mark 16, 9 through 20. And Mark 16, 9 through 20 talks about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So if it's out, it just ends up there, we're afraid, and there's no resurrection Jesus. Jesus stays in his tomb. Now, who would want that? What kind of a gospel is that? I tell you, what do you think about this? Isn't this bizarre?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it just makes me look at this while you're reading these things. You mentioned the NIV. You know, it cuts off there at verse number 8, where the last thing that they say that's authoritative is, they said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. And, you know, the portion that they remove starts with, when Jesus rose early, the first day of the week. So, they leave him in fear and despair without the resurrection. And they put this little note in there, the most reliable early manuscripts and other ancient witnesses do not have Mark 16 verses 9 through 20. And you've just been given a whole list of these things. I like the fact that the majority of the Greek texts and as you said, the Syriac Peshitta and the Latin that you were talking about was translated in 150 AD or thereabouts. And all of these are authoritative manuscripts, as well as the Greek lexicons and everything that all have this book, or I mean this passage, supported. And yet they just throw them away and say they're not reliable.
You know, the Bible talks that I mentioned already somewhat, but it talks about willful ignorance. They're not only ignorant, they're willfully ignorant because somebody told them that, and when they told them, they appealed to their ego and their pride, and then the crowd around them that they're with today, you know, looks down on anybody that holds this position, and It's just incredible, you know. I mean, it's incredible. And it's satanic delusion. That's what it amounts to. And God said he would preserve his words. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. And you think that Jesus Christ, who upholds all things by the word of his power and controls the stars, the movement of the stars within a seconds, that he can't keep his words? Somebody says, well, man messes up everything, he gets his hands on. Absolutely he does. But God can overrule this. And so God has given it to us. And we talked about now, when the King James translators translated, this is the best bunch of translators ever sat down. And furthermore, they weren't modernists, and they weren't ignoramuses like these people are today. And 99% of the ancient manuscripts would back up the King James readings. Over 99%. And so today the modern ones are based on less than 1%, corrupted by Origen and then passed on by Jerome and then finally passed on by the Pope. And then when he puts them out, he puts copies of them out. I mean, he photographs, and he can't even get the code of photographs straight because the photographs disagree with each other on the same Vatican Bible. I mean, it's so ludicrous. And then these people, they just don't know what they're talking about. They don't answer what we're saying. And on this program, I've given book after book after book that's highly documented. Now, another book that you should get, and I mentioned it before, is called Hazardous Materials. It's about 400 pages. And it shows you the people that are doing all this. I mean, it has it documented. It has the page numbers. It has the quotes, everything, so any Christian can know who's putting out the garbage. Now, we believe in the Word of God. God tells us where his Word is. Isn't that wonderful? And he has told us where the Word of God is. Al, do you have anything to say about this again?
I agree with what you're saying. The inconsistencies in these, and then resorting, you know, just like previously last week when we were talking about 1 John 5, verse 7 there with the clear statement of the Trinity of God, the Godhead. And when you get these modernist versions that flatly lie, I don't know other word to use, they absolutely lie, because as we saw in 1 John 5, 7, they lied that it wasn't in any of the earlier Greek manuscripts beyond the 16th century, and you showed the evidence that showed that it goes back in manuscripts, Greek and otherwise, back to the 2nd century, and just like this, they threw out the bulk of the manuscripts and the evidences for the last portion of Mark chapter 16, and then after they throw it out, they say there's nothing there that supports it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the Gothic comes from the earliest times. That's what English was based on. And then the Syriac Peshitta and the Old Latin. I mean, these go way back. I mean, right to the practically the time of the apostles. And yet they have it in, you know, but then they just dogmatically, you know, and preachers are taught this. And possibly where you've been going to church, the pastor's been taught this, and he's been in the back of his head taught to even ridicule it. And, you know, once the evidence comes out, boy, sometimes in the church that you go to, they'll even shun it. You know, mate, let me remind you that we talked about this last week. It says they that were at Berea were more noble than those at Thessalonica in that they searched the scriptures to see if these things were so. And so, you know, they even checked the Apostle Paul out to see if what he was saying was so. We're not saying just absolutely believe everything we're saying, but we're giving the evidence and we want you to check it out. You know, we've read the other side. Man, I could go on and on the books that I've read. I started out reading Ira Price and then Kenyon and Metzger and Kurt and Barbara Allen. I mean, I've read, and I'm not telling you that you should read all these people, but, you know, a lot of them, they can assemble the facts. I mean, they can assemble information, but they can't put the proper interpretation on it because their minds many times are blinded. And I heard, like, on Moody, and you know, if they talk like this on that station and in this Bible Institute, I'm going to answer it, particularly when they attack the Bible. And they were promoting Metzger. I wonder if the guy that promoted Metzger, did he really ever study and read what Metzger said? Metzger thinks that the Holy Spirit got it wrong when the original writings got it wrong because it doesn't agree with his Vatican Bible. And Metzger was on the committee, put out Catholic translations. And he's now at Dallas Theological Seminary and recommended by somebody at Moody. I just say, why don't you guys, and I'm saying at Moody, believe what D.L. Moody said. He said, for spiritual unity, leave the Bible as it is. And now one person I heard the other day just say, well, the King James is outdated. Isn't that a strange that Christians that read the Bible every day are reading the King James more than all the rest of the versions put together? I mean, this is the latest polls. You know why they do that? Because the Holy Spirit's the Spirit of truth, and he will guide you into all truth, and he will abide with you forever. You know, the Bible says, you know, he says, I beseech you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ that you all speak the same thing. Somebody asked me why we're doing this. I'll tell you why I'm doing it, because God said his word is truth, and you rascals out there that are just putting out these translations that disagree with each other in hundreds of places, you are making Jesus out to be a liar. And I'm going to say you're the liar, not Jesus. He said his word is truth. And so when you have these perversions that disagree with each other, you're attacking Jesus. When you attack his words, you're attacking him. And he says, I've given them the words that thou hast given me. The word is nigh thee, even in thy heart and in thy mouth. And he says, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me, and a stranger will they not follow. When the guy that puts these translations out has translated it, and the advertising stops, it usually dies. The word of God liveth and abideth forever. And it goes on generation after generation, although it's attacked by probably 80 to 90% of the seminaries in the country and Bible institutes. But I notice, thank God, even on television today, most of the guys that are on TV, the majority of them are still preaching out of the King James Bible. You know, after they're telling us all this time, you know, attacking it, you can't stop it. You know, because the Word of God, the Bible says in one place, it's impossible to stop God's Word. Because God's power is behind it. You know why we're doing this? We want you as Christians, don't listen to these liars. When you have a King James Bible, you can say, in thy word do I trust. And we're giving you information. If you got into some seminary or Bible school, we give you the books that will ever answer every one of your professors. That'll answer it categorically. It'll be documented, and you can find the answers there. You know, the fundamentalism really arose because it was called higher criticism, and they were attacking the authors of the books. And as Moses didn't write Moses, and this guy didn't write that, and so on, you know. So they were undermining what Jesus said because Jesus verified it. And that's called higher criticism. And then they invented their own religion in the name of Christianity. But right now, the devil is attacking what is called lower criticism, and that is attacking the words. I read in one book, it says the higher criticism is bad and lower criticism is okay. No, it's not. It's just as satanic as higher criticism because it puts doubt in all the words. And so we are to believe the words. The words of the Lord are pure words, and God has given us his words. Thank God for it. And his words give us evidence that we're saved. Jesus died on the cross for our sins. He was punished for every sin we ever committed. And then he bodily rose from the dead. And here are these people trying to wipe this out, you know, but it's found in other passages of the scripture. The resurrection of Jesus is taught all through the Bible. The Bible says, David says, I'll not leave my soul in hell, thou wilt not leave my, nor thy holy one to see corruption. That's Jesus' body would never see corruption. And Jesus said he would die, he would bodily rise from the dead, and the third day he rose from the dead. And Jesus says, because he lives, we will live also. And if I die, I'll be absent from the body, present in the Lord. I'll be more alive than I've ever been on this earth. And all my sins will be gone, and Jesus will open the pearly gates. And I'll have more joy, and I'll be more alive, and so will you if you've trusted in Jesus and his blood was shed for you. God bless you.
You have been listening to Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman. If you enjoyed today's program and would like to receive a free brochure that lists 100 references where the name of Jesus has been omitted from modern versions, we invite you to drop us an email at sos1611@gmail.com. That's sos1611@gmail.com. Where is God's Word is sponsored by the Mantua Country Baptist Church, located at 12385 Chamberlain Road near Aurora, Ohio. Pastor Murray Bay and the congregation cordially invite you to worship with them. Sunday morning services are held at 10 and 11 a.m. For directions or more information, please call 330-562-6600. That's 330-562-6600. Or write to the Mantua Country Baptist Church, 12385 Chamberlain Road, Aurora, Ohio, 44202. Tune in again next week at this same time for another edition of Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman.